Tommy, good result in the end. Athlone scoring late on maybe made it a bit of a nervy ending, but in truth they didn't really look like getting an equaliser.
No, I don't think they did. Yeah, and I guess they're a different type of opponent than we've maybe faced in the last few weeks, and I think that unsettled us a wee bit. Not that we didn't expect it, of course we did, but I suppose that a lot of the teams that have come here in the last few weeks have been teams that want to build up, and you're able to set traps and presses and stuff like that for them, whereas Athlone played 4-4-2, which is not seen a great deal anymore. They were quite direct in their play, and it kind of unsettled us a wee bit. They had a bit of pace in the top end, a bit of a threat. Before we scored, Feeney had a couple of chances. We were well blocked, and I think Lorenzo saved one of them. So they were carrying a wee bit of a threat. But I think once we scored, it settled us. We played a wee bit better. And once we got the second, it just felt like we were in control at that point. I thought that from that point until they scored, from our second until they scored, we were very, very much in control of the game. But as you say, their goal scared us a wee bit, unsettled us a wee bit, made things a wee bit nervous, but I don't think Lorenzo would have saved them after. So they didn't carry a huge threat, I don't think, after that. But look, we've been here many times before where not that long ago you're 2-0 up and you suddenly come out of the game with 1 point, which would have been disastrous tonight, because tonight was all about the 3 points.
Yeah, and the formation, you mentioned that formation that Athlone had, 4-4-2. I thought Harps kind of bossed the midfield area, the centre. Is that because you said maybe an extra man in there, Tommy?
I think so. But then the flip side of that is that they ended up with two up top. They emptied one of their midfielders and put them up top. So again, it's affecting you in terms of your fullbacks getting high and trying to play a wee bit. So it took us a while just to get the grips of that out of position. But as I say, once we did, I thought we were fine. I thought we were kind of solid. But look, we're in the last 9 games of the season, league games, and we with results that happened throughout the league tonight, we have a wee outside chance. We have a wee outside chance of doing something in the running. So it's all about points. Yeah. It's all about points now. So tonight we take our 3 points. We didn't play particularly well, I don't think. We played better. Hans does what he does, gets a snuff, he didn't get many all night, and puts it away, so we take our 3 points and move on to Treaty.
And Harps seem to have this momentum now, Tommy. You are getting good results, and contrast Treaty, who come there next Friday night. We were just looking at their results, they haven't won in 6 games, that's 4 defeats and 2 draws for them. So in form, you'd fancy your chances next
weekend.
Look,
you're home, so that's a huge that's a huge positive for us, given that we're at home. Our form is good, our momentum is good. But that then shifts into a different kind of place then, because it's easy coming without expectation to games, or easier. When the expectation rests on your shoulders, it can be heavy. And that was one of the questions tonight that needed to be answered. Can we handle expectation, given the wee run of form that we've been on? And then I thought the players delivered tonight. So, look, we'll do our work on Treaty. I know they had a heavy defeat tonight. But that might be a wounded animal coming up the road. So we'll do our business. We'll prepare for them. We know them well, and we'll get ourselves set and ready to take them on.
And finally, we had the cup draw during the week as well. A home draw in the quarter final against Premier Division opposition Cork City. What's your thoughts on that?
Incredibly difficult game, is what it is. I guess ourselves and Kerry, the two first division teams in it, both got home draws, which is great for us. It would be lovely to see Cork bringing a lot of people here to the game. And you could look at it and think Cork have had the season that they've had on the back of an incredible season last year in the First Division. But they're still a Premier Division team, and there's a huge gap between the First Division and the Premier Division in terms of, I mean, you think of what Cork did in the First Division last year. We haven't looked at them yet closely enough. We know that they have huge kind of a talent, huge attacking players, and Shawnee Maguire and people like that. So it's going to be an incredibly difficult game, but we'll develop a plan and we'll try and see that through. I think it could be a special night here. Cup nights here can be special, so it has all the trappings of that. It can kind of feel like that, but it'll be incredibly, incredibly difficult.